I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Lookin' OKC music critic Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first, a Canadian rock duo returns with their first album in more than 4 years.
Maybe the strongest sense of abandon I've ever felt was at a Japandroid show. It was the night before the 2012 U.S. election, but I was far away from politics, sweating and chatting along with a pair of Canadians who, in their firecracker songs, live exuberantly and without apology. The duo's last record, 2012's eight-song Celebration Rock, took a defibrillator to college indie, jolting the genre back to life with stadium-scale drum fills and whoa yeah, all right backing vocals. In ebullience and enthusiasm, Japandroids are unmatched. That same spirit animates the band's third record, Near to the Wild Heart of Life, out this week, though a few things have changed. Their typical headlong sprints slowed to more of a noble gallop for a couple of these songs, notably True Love and A Life of Free Will and Ark of Bar, the latter a 7-minute march to the repetition of a busted keyboard loop that warrants favorable comparison of the song to The Who's Baba O'Reilly. One other big change is in attitude. Japandroid spent Celebration Rock and their debut album Post Nothing reminiscing about the past, but Near to the Wild Heart of Life considers the present and what's beyond. In so doing, they've expanded the possibility of what a Japandroids album can be.
Drifters, demons, alone, lost and fast, running out of reasons for not falling in with the foreign legion. Cold kicking the can around town one evening, streets all abandoned, bars barely breathing, a whirlwind, a woman and a famous feeling. A cool heart, beauty christened with composure, boots, skirt, blouse, shawl over shoulders, skin soft, lips colored crimson clover. Slow burning sermon to have and hold her, but ever since she started sleeping over, oh Lord, I'm living like a holy roller. Red animal romance in the summer heat, in parks, on patios, and in the streets, on mission making moments into memories. When winter's off the leash and on the the weather with a witch's brew of dominoes and pros and delta blues.
That's Japandroids with No Known Drink or Drug off their new album Near to the Wild Heart of Life, which is out tomorrow via Anti. Next, a new single from the ninth album of a Texas indie rock band.
While they've shuffled labels, producers, and even lineups over the years, the promise of Spoon's brand remains constant and dependable. You know they're good for an arty but not dissatisfying album full of hooks and swagger once every couple of years. And recently they've fallen in with the indie super producer who helped coax the Soft Bulletin out of the Flaming Lips, Dave Fridman, who's back producing their latest single, Hot Thoughts. Hand claps and handbells add some fresh color as singer Britt Daniel wanders distracted and paranoid through Tokyo, briefly transforming into David Bowie on the bridge. For a band that used to play a little more loose, simple, and off the cuff, this level of focus and studio articulation is pretty darn thrilling. Check it out.
And features.
Let's just jump from your lips, making you think I couldn't was to let baby kiss some of those hot thoughts melting your cool. Could be that
so long shine
the signal and choose you got.
Spoon with the title track from their ninth album, Hot Thoughts, out March 17th via Matador. Finally, two soft rock legends are enlisted on a new song by Thundercat.
He's been kind of a pop culture punchline for a while now, but once upon a time, Michael McDonald was Steely Dan's secret weapon. McDonald sang backing vocals and reinforced a lot of really complicated harmonies on the band's four-album run from Katie Lied to Gaucho, all of which sold really well when jazz rock was something that sold really, really well. So I'm glad to see McDonald and his fellow brother in soft rock, Kenny Loggins, getting introduced by name on a new song from West Coast funk genius Thundercat, who's been dipping his own toes in the lush sounds of the 70s for a while now. At least when he's not in the studio with Kendrick Lamar. Here's Show You the Way.
Thank you.
That's Thundercat featuring Michael McDonald and Kenny Loggins with Show You the Way, and this has been Sample Size. This week's issue of Look at OKC has Gene Triplett's interview with Wayne Coyne of the Flaming Lips about their new album, Oxymelody. You can hear full versions of these songs on KOSU.org, and you can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at M.Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.